about disappointments.
Disappointed is probably seeing some of our Filipinos not following through or going on into greater politics and activities, and not too much political, professional clout, I would say. And what else? Oh, I guess we're talking about the community, Filipino community. Other than that, I think the stage of development of the community. I wish there would be more going into community work and development of some of the. We lost some young people, But basically, I think I'd say 75% comfortable with what we've gone through, what I've been doing, what we hope to do. Mm-hmm. Sense of optimism.
And what are your role models?
Well, there were a number of them, in not only in our church, some of my faculty that were in Chapman. I think of Dr. B.J. Oliver, who sort of kind of helped me go into social work. Of course, I think of some of the ministers through the church. Role model, strong one, my uncle, who worked very, very hard in Hawaii, who helped me to go to school, sent me a lot of money, and get a lot of encouragement. That's obviously my father, but they passed away so quickly, but I was here, and I never got to go home to see him buried, but went back later. And of course, the letters, inspiration, the poems and writings of my mother were very strong support. In her own way, she was a poet, in English as well as in Ilocano, and she would write poems here and there. So I probably do the same thing. And some of my friends, I have one young fellow that was disabled, Frank. This, in a sense, was a role model who went through life with struggle, strategy. He must have been under surgery for 20 times. Could not walk, had polio. He went through all that, and he ended up walking. He was my buddy in the 60s, and before he passed away, that we ran around together. The 50s and the 60s through the struggles, Bunker Hill and all that. He was my role model. He was my contemporary, but I admired him a lot. Basically, those are some that I could identify. I'm sure there are others that we kind of look up to, those who had some education that say, hey, or didn't have an education, but wanted to get educated. A lot of the inspiration came from some of the old-timers in the church. They say, hey, stay in school. Don't forget your dad did this, your dad was this, that kind of a thing. It was the mirror. They were my mirrors. I remember your dad, and I remember this, and your mother, and all these things.
You were telling me about that when you couldn't decide first where to go to school, and you said, well, Chapman College, go to L.A., and I kept saying, and then there was your father's legacy there as well.
Yeah, and that was part of the bridge. And then when I got there, I said, oh, you're going to go to Chapman. Great, that's our school, isn't it? So that was another, those people who helped me. Oh, one role model was that the gentleman John Aya, the Hawaiian guy friend who befriended me when I first arrived, welcomed his arms in Chapman dormitory. I hang around a lot with him. Was a role model. So another guy who was in the military who was kind of, they took me under their wings, so to speak. One minister who helped me in my English to pass some of my tests. I think of him, Truman Barrett. I wonder whatever happened to Truman. So those are some of the people. They were a support group, and I would say being in Chapman, staying in the dormitory was a very protective environment for me, for a young 18-year-old come to America. And then all the people that were some of the close friends that I room with, including Bill, one Jewish guy, friend, who was also in the army. At that time, that's interesting. At that time, there were a lot of GI Bill students of Chapman, right after the 50s. I bet you majority of the students there were under GI Bill, and the older guys.
So, what are your plans and goals now for the future?
Well, to hopefully begin to enjoy what I could enjoy out of my savings, my life, and whatever whatever is the direction of my wife and the family. And probably, I would like to see probably if I have to leave the work here, is probably do more teaching, mentoring, and help out organizing the community, not only just for the Filipino, but I always try to work closely with everybody in different ethnic groups. Some of our things we're doing now is inter-ethnic, so I like to promote and continue that. I think we got to do more dialogue and discussion and interrelationship of the different ethnic groups that is within the community that you work with, or in within the, you know, within the area of the field. And I like to promote that. I like the identity, the ethnicity, promotion of everybody's ethnic, but it has to be all together. Otherwise, we're going to end up with another riot. And we don't want to do that. We had it in the 60s, now 90s. Well, maybe if it happens every 20 years, I won't be around.
Those are all the questions I have. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Oh, yeah, I think we covered so much that at any rate, hopefully that this would be some beginnings, continuation of documentation of what is the Filipino-American experience.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.